Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 8th. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are returning to work today for the start of another session. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, party leaders are not waiting for the gavel to come down to start debating the big issues.
During a breakfast event previewing the session, Democratic House Speaker Casey Becker and Republican Minority Leader Patrick Neville clashed over transportation funding. Neville accused Democrats of not spending enough.
We have everything else on autopilot that increases the budget year after year, except for transportation. That's the one thing that always ends up on the back burner, and it's time that we put that on the front burner.
But Becker disagreed.
The biggest investments we've made in transportation have happened in the last few years from the general fund. And yet, this is still the number one conversation because $2.5 billion still isn't meeting all the needs that we have.
She says lawmakers should continue looking at possible taxes and fees, but voters have rejected three funding measures in the last 2 years. The question is one of many topics expected to come up during the four-month session. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A major federal agency recently moved its headquarters to Grand Junction from Washington, D.C. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with an update.
As KVNF reported last week, the new headquarters of the Federal Bureau of Land Management have officially opened in Grand Junction. The Trump administration had announced the planned move in July and said that about 27 senior positions would move from Washington, D.C. to the Grand Junction office. Another 200 or so staffers would be transferred to state offices around the West. The Bureau of Land Management manages one-third of all federal public land, about 245 million acres, plus another 700 million acres of mineral rights. Most of the lands it oversees are located in the West. The Trump administration argued that the move to Grand Junction would put the BLM closer to the lands it manages and give Westerners more say. But critics see it as a move to weaken the agency and get rid of experienced staffers as the Trump administration seeks to prioritize energy development over conservation. To learn more about the move, I spoke with Scott Streeter, a Monument, Colorado-based reporter with E&E News. E&E News is an independent news organization in Washington, D.C., which provides objective reporting about energy and the environment. So what's going on with the BLM relocation now? I understand that key leaders are doing two-week rotations at the Grand Junction office.
Yeah, that's what our sources have told us, that starting off with Acting Chief Penley for at least the next 2 weeks, and then Deputy Director of Operations Mike Ned would rotate for a couple weeks until the headquarters is completely operational, which, I mean, I've heard everything from March to July.
What about the actual staffers? How many people have actually made the move to Grand Junction?
As far as I know, it's a pretty small staff that's there right now trying to oversee, I guess, renovations and getting everything operational. One of the issues is, you know, how many people have actually agreed to move. Reliable sources, including people who are currently there at BLM, estimate anywhere from half to 80%. Are not going to accept this relocation eventually and either retire or transfer to another job or just leave the agency altogether.
Do you have a sense for how that change might affect the BLM and how it operates?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, you can make pros and cons about this move. I mean, there is obviously merit to having some of these senior level officials move out from Washington to the West, where the vast majority of the federal lands are located. But the flip side is how many people actually go. We are talking about people who are 10 years, 20 years, 30 years at the agency who have lives here, families here, children in school. They can't just pick up and leave. And if you lose that institutional knowledge, critics say, and I think it's a legitimate point, you could have a huge brain drain.
Let's talk a little bit about how Congress is responding to the move of BLM headquarters. I know Representative Raul Grijalva of Arizona has been very vocal about his opposition to that move.
Congress did put wording in the latest funding bill kind of chastising the agency for not fully communicating details of the move and did require BLM to have monthly meetings with congressional appropriators and staff about the relocation so that they can be informed about it. But as you know from Chairman Grijalva's concerns, they haven't gotten numbers on how many employees are leaving, how many vacancies, you know, they're going to be, what's a detailed cost-benefit analysis, how much is this going to save in money, why financially, is it a good idea? It's mostly Democrats in Congress, obviously, that are very concerned about it. Now, Senator Gardner in Colorado is very happy about this move and is actually, as one of my colleagues wrote recently, going to be a selling point in his reelection campaign this year, is bringing these jobs and the BLM headquarters to his home state.
So if many of these longtime staffers in the agency end up leaving, how could it impact the way that BLM manages public lands?
That could potentially have a pretty big impact on how public lands are managed. And there's not been a whole lot of detail, frankly, that's been released to Congress, to public. One of the criticisms is that if you're talking about career officials here, if you remove them, what's left? The political. And then it becomes more easy with less internal resistance to make some of these policy changes. That is one of the fears.
KVNF will bring you updates on the BLM headquarters move to Grand Junction as there are new developments. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
And here's more from Capitol coverage. The state capitol is buzzing with energy today as lawmakers return to start a new session. Scott Franz has more on some of the first bills being introduced.
Senate Bill 1 aims to make schools safer by helping teachers spot mental health issues. The measure is a response to the deadly shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch, which occurred days after lawmakers ended their last session in May. State Senator Rhonda Fields says the mental health training will prevent more tragedies.
Most people don't get diagnosed with their behavioral issues until maybe they're incarcerated or till they're an adult. So this gives us an opportunity to be proactive in identifying resources and support for kids before they find themselves in desperate situations.
Democrats have already unveiled four other bills. One of the measures would create a new state park near Trinidad. Another would forgive 2 years' worth of student loans for graduates of Colorado colleges who stay in the state and make payments based on their income. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.